Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we start this hour by acknowledging there's a lot we don't know about why the FBI searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida. There are numerous ongoing investigations, including one into documents then-President Trump took from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, but the FBI and Department of Justice have not commented on yesterday's actions. Republicans have. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is threatening to investigate the DOJ, which many believe would have had to sign off on an unprecedented search of a former president's home. The former president sent a text to supporters claiming Mar-a-Lago was raided with a link to donate to his political action committee. Well, what do we know? Jacqueline Alemany is a congressional investigations reporter for The Washington Post. And Jackie, you know, remind us, because this is an ongoing story. In the spring, the National Archives retrieved 15 boxes of documents and other things that Trump had delayed returning to them. They'd referred the case to the Department of Justice. So what do we know about what the FBI might have gone back to look for?
Yeah, these are really good questions. And actually, the first initial transfer of materials that we first reported on was in February, and the retrieval and the recovery of these 15 boxes actually happened in January. So this has been a conversation that has been ongoing between the National Archives and Records Administration and former President Trump and his counsel for quite some time now, and even before they actually ultimately handed those boxes over, there was extensive back and forth, and there was a reticence on behalf of the former president to hand over everything. Obviously, there have been longstanding concerns about the former president's adherence to the Presidential Records Act, and what we have previously reported shows that he took a number of things, including highly classified information, the highest classification possible, but that is the big question that remains, exactly what you asked, which is what could they have possibly been looking for? That is what we are hammering down today. But in general, the Presidential Records Act requires the preservation of memos, letters, notes, emails, faxes. What we do know based on some reporting that we released yesterday is that the inventory that has been gathered so far is an 100-page list of unclassified items, and the classified inventory, which is actually a separate inventory, is roughly 3 pages, according to a person familiar with the inventory.
Well, and you mentioned the Presidential Records Act started in the Nixon era, and part of that law is that if anyone does destroy something that is of classified nature, it might prohibit them from ever running for office again. So this has become quite the political firestorm. And there's been a lot of reporting on Trump's handling of documents. While in the White House, New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, interesting, it was just a day before this search yesterday, she released photos from her upcoming book of wads of paper with writing on them clogging a White House toilet. And staffers told her they said it was, you know, Trump notes that he was trying to destroy. And we'd heard reporting before about, you know, pipes getting clogged in the White House because of then-President Trump stuffing notes down there. So there's a history here.
Absolutely. And we actually stumbled upon this bigger story because during our coverage of the January 6th House Select Committee, we had sources tell us that documents had arrived to the committee that were destroyed. They had been ripped back together, hundreds of pages taped back together, and those damaged documents were turned over to the House Select Committee. And from there, that is where the rest of the story sort of came to fruition, when there was a realization that this went beyond those documents turned over, and that actually there needed to be materials recovered from Mar-a-Lago that had not been destroyed, but rather improperly taken. But there is a combination here of documents being ripped up improperly discarded. We know via Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony to the January 6th Select Committee that her former boss, Mark Meadows, was actually throwing documents in his fireplace in his office, along with these documents that were taken down to Mar-a-Lago and not properly archived.
And Jackie, I have a minute. What is your biggest question right now?
What did the FBI take, if anything, and what were they searching for from the former president's residence yesterday when they did execute this search warrant, which was legally approved of and executed and was not, in fact, a raid, contrary to the former president's claims? What was in what they might have been looking for in his safe, as he outlined in a statement he put out after the search warrant was executed?
Yeah. And, you know, it would seem to be that it would have to be something that they didn't find in the boxes.
I agree with you. That's what it seems like. We have not been able to confirm that just yet, though. And there is a feeling that in order for this to escalate to the FBI executing a search warrant, that this must have been elevated to a national security issue. Mm-hmm. If records and documents are not disclosed, it could pose a real concern. Yeah. That either the next administration is potentially flying blind without important national yeah. security, or that the national security of the U.S. has been compromised in some way because these materials haven't been properly archived. Yeah. But again, we do not have clarity yet on what exactly the FBI was looking for when they did search Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
A lot of people want to see that search warrant. Jacqueline Alemany, mm-hmm. Congressional Investigations Reporter for The Washington Post, thank you.
Thank you so much.